Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to the Attraction HQ podcast, where we look at love, sex, dating, relationships, how you can have more of them, how they can be better quality, how you can feel inspired and become a better person within yourself by ignoring conventional dating advice, taking outside strategies and perspectives, and striving to become the most real, authentic, honest, and sexiest version of yourself. Hey guys, so welcome back to another one of my fantastic Attraction HQ podcasts. Now, I know when I'm talking about, you know, dating and lifestyle and how you can have more success with that, I like to take all angles from experts from completely different but also synergistic fields. And it is my delight and pleasure to be joined by my good friend and also greatly respected, how are we going to call you, if a very successful former model, men's stylist,
I'm still
image consultant? Yes.
I'm still working as a model, but, you know, today I'm here to speak about sort of men's fashion and how to look better on the dating scene. I'm basically an image consultant, a stylist, really.
And this is Ollie, and you know what? We met probably how many years ago?
Many moons have passed.
Yeah. Since the time when we both worked for a certain disreputable pickup company. And Ollie's job was to basically go around the room and in a nice way, in a slightly humorous way, say what was massively wrong with the guys. And it was like, we were working on what was called a boot camp together, and it was the highlight of my whole boot camp because it was hysterical. And as you know, I'm a huge believer that behavior, attitude, how you run your life is far more important when it comes to attraction. However, one of the ways you can communicate that is through how you dress. And many, many men, I think, let themselves down on some basic and simple things.
Yeah, I mean, you are what you wear. That's not a new concept, that's been here for a long time. Clothes maketh the man is an ancient proverb. It's still true today. You know, it's going to reflect your wider personality. And as Hayley said, it's all about who you are, you know, inside, basically, in your confidence and your character. But if you look bad and you're not following any of the rules and norms of society, you're going to isolate yourself from the general population of women you want to date, you know?
Yeah. I mean, what I always find as well is, like, you know, I definitely don't consider myself a particularly stylish person, but wearing clothes that are of a decent quality, have some relevance to fashion, and also express yourself as an identity, when you walk in the room, you're taken more seriously, you know?
Yes,
and that's
definitely.
Just... And also, we did a really fun social experiment together. You might have seen Ollie on my YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going around, actually, you know, we styled a guy in, well, you styled a guy in three very particular looks. And it was very interesting how women were inferring information about the man's
yep.
life just on the snapshot of how he looked. Now, women, as we know, they don't just see a guy and think, oh, he's really hot normally. Like, they want to get to know you. However, the decisions or the conclusions they come to, women are very analytical and they are very, very good.
Yeah.
They create lots of stories about the guys they meet completely in their head based on anecdotal stuff like how you present yourself.
Oh, totally. I mean, the way you're viewed by people who are potentially thinking of you as a lover, they're jumping to a lot of conclusions from the way you dress, you know, how successful you are in life, how intelligent you are, what walk of life you're from, what you're into. So your image really... You know, it's a massive statement on who you are. And if you don't put any effort into your image, you know, people are going to think you don't put much effort into your life, which
mm-hmm.
is, you know, low self-esteem, low self-confidence, and mega unattractive.
Right, and that's what it is. I think somebody who fundamentally has their shit together, kind of has a nice clean apartment, showers, dresses pretty nicely, turns up on time, you know, basic life stuff. So I'm not into like everybody having to look the same or look like a homogenous whatever. I'm not also into you having to go out tomorrow and spend tons of money. But this is actually about realizing that if you care about yourself, you care a little bit about your personal appearance as an asset of that. And why I wanted to bring Ollie in today is I know that he's going to have some really just, you know, simple and straightforward advice that you can apply within the next week that is going to change, you know, how your attitude to dressing and also your success with women. So where should we start with stuff?
I think the first thing I could say is check out my YouTube channel. Right? I've got a YouTube channel called Make Me That Guy on YouTube. I think it kind of is self-explanatory. We aim to make people that guy. Who is that guy? He's the guy who has a good sense of style, a good physique, and, you know, creates attraction with women through that. But also, you know, the style is congruent with who he is, and it's a way of sort of, you know, exemplifying his good qualities, what he's into, and, you know, who he is. It's his image. That's going to have a lot of tips in general for fashion and style for you to look more, you know, specifically. My overall tip is make an effort. You know, you can't just go out there wearing the same old raggedy clothes you've been wearing since university and having no concept of fashion and thinking, oh, but, you know, I've been doing this and that and listening to this or that date coach and I'm going to be able to get the women. You know, yes, that's going to help improve a lot, but why not also look hot shit? There's going to be a lot of guys who are just as good at dating or, you know, have just as good a skills socially as you, but who look hot shit. So make an effort.
And I think that's about, you know, the general concept is, you know, having game or good, you know, personal connection skills. It adds a big dimension onto what you do. But you have to have your shit together in life in general. Yeah. Like, you cannot live with your mum in a basement wear the same stuff you wore to university, have no desire to fulfill any of your own ambitions and dreams, not shower, and then read some stuff on the internet and expect to go out with a supermodel or of a very high-quality woman, you know, who's doing her own thing.
Yeah, it's got to be part of a whole sort of life movement. You want to be, you know, a go-getter, working to do everything. And what you'll see as well, that most successful men and high-value men and the kind of men who are desirable to most women, they always look good and they've always got all their shit together, you know. That's because it's a real reflection of who they are. You want to have all elements of your lifestyle ready to go, and that's going to really be very attractive. And the fashion is one of the first things you're going to see. You know, as I said, you are what you wear. That's your shell. So even if you do have all your stuff in place and you're doing pretty well in life, why go and frame yourself with an image which doesn't reflect your success in life and who you really are? You know, it's just like, you know, work on your body, work on your physique as well. It shows a lot of pride in who you are, and if you look good, you feel good as well. So it's going to help your confidence a lot.
Yeah, I think so as well. And I think what's interesting as well is that idea of being a go-getter. I think if there's one thing that I'll hear from all the women that I speak to about dating, what they want in a guy, they want someone who's got some drive, you know, for himself. This isn't about just impressing women. This is for you. And, you know, having fundamentally harnessing that ambition and that high functioning life where you're getting shit sorted across the board will definitely help create a ripple effect with your interactions with women. So breaking it down to some stuff, obviously I've got like my basic things are, you know, wear stuff that fits, you know, because often I see guys that maybe have like a naturally slimmer physique or carrying a bit of extra weight and they try and mask it with lots of clothing stuff.
Yeah, what I'll do is I'll go through a few like really simple tips. Okay, so if I was to give you sort of the four or five, I'll give you a few absolute basics for everyone. Okay, so Hayley was talking about bigger guys. For example, if you think you're holding a bit of extra weight, all right, don't go for bigger, baggier clothes. Right, it's going to make you look even bigger and baggier. And everyone knows that you've got a big belly underneath that big t-shirt anyway. Right, so it's actually just making you look worse. And the fact that you're sacrificing your style to try and hide your natural physique shows a lack of confidence in who you are as well. So forget about trying to hide it. It's just like guys who try and do a comb over when they're bald. Shave your head if you're bald. Jason Statham, you know, he's a sex symbol.
Hot.
I think he's hot and I'm straight. You know, so, you know, we're in an era where bald guys can shave their heads. Bigger guys, as I was saying, wear dark clothes. Right? You want to wear black fitted shirts, black fitted clothes. That's going to make you look slimmer. And plus, it is going to mask any of the, you know, any more of the fat than, you know, or the bulk you're holding underneath there. than baggier clothes and plus you're going to look good. You're going to look stylish and cool and confident, and that's very attractive. So, you know, there's one there. If you're balding, don't try and hide it. If you're overweight, don't try and hide it. Again, if you're a skinny guy, avoid really light pastel colours and whites because they're going to make you look even skinnier, right? Again, actually, go for darker colours again. So the two extremes, really skinny guys and really big guys, avoid lights and pastel colours and go for darker colours.
I just don't think that, like, you know, you might think that, oh, no woman will ever...
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Like me, because I'm not this ideal body shape. Of course, you know, try and bring yourself within a healthy average, because that's what we all want. We don't want heart attacks at Attraction HQ. But, you know, I know loads of women who, you know, I've done other social experiments where sometimes that really honed bod, women have been a bit like, ooh. And actually, you know, some women were into a slimmer guy or into a guy with more stuff. So
thin is in as well.
Don't worry about it. You know what? It's like, I think it's so much better to be a well-presented version of you, whatever that you is, than someone who's in disguise.
Yeah. Make the most out of what you've got. You know, like, you might not be Brad Pitt, but you can always be the best you can be. And again, it's all about you, and that's showing pride in what you are.
Right.
You can be a really not good-looking guy at all. You know, you can be overweight and not good-looking. It doesn't matter, because you are you. That's what you've got, you've been given in life, and you go and make the most of it. And that shows that you're a go-getter, you're ambitious, doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, what you look like, you're going to do whatever you can do to make the most of yourself.
Right, and the other thing that I had is, I thought, well, maybe for guys listening to this is like a bit inspired, wants to get out there and do something. Say he's got a small budget, like 100 quid, a couple of hundred bucks, or something like that. Are there a few real basics that he can get nailed that will help him out?
All right, definitely. So we did a few body types just now, all right? But for everyone, again, despite body type or age, wear slim leg jeans. If you can get into skinny jeans, okay, go for it. We don't want to see every curve of your legs. That's, you know, you're not a girl. I don't want to see that. That's horrible. But we want to see something slim and well-fitted. If skinny jeans freak you out, then go for slim leg jeans. Right, and if slim leg jeans freak you out, then go for straight leg jeans. What we don't want to see is big old baggy jeans, boot cut jeans. They're not cool, they're not in, but despite them not being in, they also don't cut a good figure. The slimmer jeans will make your waist look smaller and thus your chest look bigger and you much more athletic. So that's one big tip, slimmer jeans. Two, right, get a nice fitted blazer. Right, it does wonders for everything. You can put a t-shirt on underneath that or a fitted shirt and a pair of slim jeans, and even if you wore a black blazer, a black shirt, black slim jeans and black shoes, you would look 100% better than most guys do wearing their casual gear. A good, well-fitted blazer. Really nice example of an international shop for that. High-end Ted Baker is great, and going down to the low-end, H&M actually does some pretty nice blazers. So a blazer, slim leg jeans, absolute essentials.
Okay, amazing.
And one more thing I want to say as well is your hair. I talked about bald guys, stop chucking too much grease and shit in your hair. No one wants to see Gareth Gates, no one wants spiky hair, it's disgusting, it's nasty.
It's old, isn't it? It's about 10 years
and it's
beyond.
Just not even nice. You know, a girl, you know, a girl would like to run their fingers through your hair, or I'd like to do that to my girlfriend or my lover. You know, she doesn't want to get a greasy hand, you know, from your hair. So it's not cool, it's not in, and that's especially so for the older guys. Anyone past sort of 21, 22 should be wearing, using minimal gel and sort of a relaxed style.
Yeah, I think so. And also on just a few basic grooms, you know, like, you don't have to go mad here, but I think stuff like, if you've got a monobrow coming on, we know what those are.
Oh, hell yeah, deal with it.
Deal with it. You don't want to have perfect eyebrows. That's maybe a bit much, but, you know, the few straggler hairs that are in the middle that are letting you down, you get rid of those bad boys.
Yeah, and on top of that, Hayley's got a good point. Grooming, personal hygiene, guys.
So important. The amount of times I've seen guys with really bad teeth. And you know what? You don't have to have perfect model teeth, but you do need to floss and brush your teeth.
Of course.
As
Hayley said, right, I'm an image consultant, so I've got a lot of clients who come to me for advice on... I'm also a personal trainer, so on fitness, fashion, and just generally looking good. And low levels of hygiene is one thing I see repeatedly. Guys who come, you know, they come for a session on the weekend and haven't washed their hair that day. And that's just totally, it's just, that's disgusting. It's unexcusable. Their hair looks greasy. Oh, but I had to get up early this morning. No excuse. How many women do you think go out for a day out having not washed? Awful. You know, trim your beard if it's too long. Keep a good haircut. Take pride in your appearance. Keep your nails short. Make sure your breath doesn't smell. Wear deodorant, all these things. We don't want to see a stain on your jeans. These little things say volumes about what kind of man you are. Pride in your appearance is pride in yourself. And if you don't have pride in yourself, that is the biggest turnoff.
100%. Ha, I can't agree with you more. Right, what I want to do as well is, there's one other little thing that I wanted to get you to comment on, which is footwear, shoes and stuff.
Shoes.
Because I remember when we were doing our social experiment, bizarrely, I think loads of the, well, bizarrely to me, but kind of obvious actually, loads of the women, the first place they looked was,
do you know what?
Straight at the
it's
floor.
It's actually one of the oldest sort of women's mags cliches ever. You know, they ask, so what does a woman see in a man? You know, what's the first thing she sees when she sees a man as a potential target? And in all the women's magazines, they'll say eyes, bum, shoes. As in eyes is looking into his soul and his personality. His bum is his sexuality and his physique and how he's going to be in bed. And his shoes are his sense of style and his fashion. All right, so bad shoes, bad guy. All right, so what's a good shoe? Right now, just one word, laced up brown leather brogues. All right, Google it. All right, they're the easiest shoes to wear. They're very in. Brown tan leather brogues. You put them on with a matching brown belt, your black jeans and your new blazer, you're going to look 100% better. And it says a huge deal about a man. So that's one little example for you. Again, we do a million blogs on our YouTube channel. You want 100 ideas for shoes and any garments, check that out. But if you want one right now, which will work for any guy of any age, from a teenager to an OAP, brown brogues.
Love it. Amazing. So, I'll say thank you very much for joining me again today, Ollie. As you know, guys, if you're enjoying what we're doing on the show, and as you can tell, we don't just do straight up dating advice here. We try and talk a little bit outside the box. We look at all aspects of lifestyle, health, fitness, philosophies, social circles, anything that's really going to get you into a better position. Because it is true, the better you build yourself up to be and the more consolidated and amazing you are as a person, the better quality person you get to attract. There is no chat up line in the world that's going to compensate for you not having your life together. And I say that to you as a friend, in a nice way. You have to get this stuff down. So if you've enjoyed what we're saying, please subscribe. You know, subscribe, leave me your comments, let me know what you want to hear more about. Obviously, as well, you can check out all of my videos that I've done with Ollie on my YouTube, which is / Hayley Quinn XX. And if the guys want to hear more about you, can you give them that URL again of your channel?
Yeah, so basically our YouTube channel is Make Me That Guy on YouTube. Make Me That Guy. It's a sort of fashion and lifestyle. It's about looking good and maximising who you are, and some lifestyle tips there as well. My name's Ollie Pierce as well. You can find me online and just general stuff about styling. I've done a lot of stuff in the dating community and in fashion in general. But check that out. And very soon as well, we've got our own website coming, which will be www.makemethatguy.com. But right now, check out the YouTube channel because we're pushing a lot of videos there. There's an abundance of stuff. Everything from fake tan to hair gel to how to look taller, tips for fat guys, tips for skinny guys, everything, shoes, it's all about looking good. If you want to look at your best, you know, and be your best, play the part, check it out, and some good tips.
Yeah, and you know what that is as well, it's, you know, YouTube free advice like a podcast. So don't let you think that, oh, I don't have the money, I don't have the time. Literally, Google it. Google it and do it now, and you are sorted.
And
so
ours is not like GQ or FHM. We're not going to have you dressed like, you know, ridiculously like some sort of London fashion type with ridiculous clothes on. It's about mainstream men's fashion. It's about maximising your attraction and making you look really cool but subtle. Lots of ideas for different profiles so it's going to be congruent. We're not here to make sort of fashion weird looking people. We're here to make really cool, strong, successful looking men.
Amazing. All right, guys. Well, at this point, I'm going to wrap up another Attraction HQ, but I will be back next week with another amazing guest. Remember to check out those links, take pride in yourself, and go on and lead the rest of an awesome life. See you soon, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Thank you for listening to my podcast today. If you want to find out more about me, please head to hayleyquinn.com/club, where I have a free 30-day membership available for you to my exclusive subscribers club. You can also catch up with me on YouTube at HayleyQuinnXX, on Instagram as HayleyQuinnX, and on Twitter as plain old Hayley Quinn. I'd love to hear your feedback on the show. Please engage me, please reach out, and thank you again for your support.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.